Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue speaking this week about the love of God, the great commandment, the first and the greatest, Jesus called it, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. And it's a commandment that we're given. Jesus calls it the first and the greatest because it's the foundation of our entire life and relationship with God. It's what we were made for, and it's how Jesus defines greatness. And he's the one who understands what greatness truly is, right? He knows why we were made. And it's the first and most important because it's the thing for which we were made, and it's the source of our identity. That is, when we are living in the way Jesus revealed in his own life, in his relationship with the Father, and he's given us his Holy Spirit to draw us into that relationship, this is the number one thing he's after. It's what his whole life was all about. The incarnation, life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus was about, making it possible for us to enter into the intense love between the Father and the Son. The absolute, complete self-donation, freedom, love, joy, favor, that is God himself. God is love. We were made literally, and the height for which we could reach, you could say, the most important, and this is what Jesus is saying, the greatest commandment is about what it means to be great, what it means to be ultimately fulfilled, and what God determines is of highest value. When you die, when I die, Jesus is not going to ask us how big was your bank account. He's not going to mainly talk to you about maybe the trophies we won or the awards we won. He wants to know, did we learn to love? And our whole life is going to appear before us in that moment. And it's going to tell the story, one way or another, of how we loved. And what it's going to do is, if it's the story of your response, my response to Jesus' invitation and his offering to us of his life and obedience to his commandments, because one of the central ways, or maybe the central way, Jesus taught us what love looks like from his perspective and what it means and how he defines it, is to live in obedience to his commandments, to trust him, to abandon ourselves to him, to move our ego, our self-centeredness out of the center and put his will and pleasing him at the center of our life. That's how he lived. That's how he was oriented to the Father. And he wants to bring us into that because, why? Because he wants to take away our freedom, or he likes to control. No, what is it? Because he knows this will be for us complete joy. This will bring us into absolute fulfillment. It will allow us to live the purpose for which we were made. It'll help us to find our purpose, which will lead us ultimately to our destiny, which is to live with God in perfect love forever. In John 15, Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. How does Jesus love us? How does God the Father love us? The way God loves God. Constant, every day, all day, his kindness, his mercy, his gentleness, his patience, his compassion, it's toward us. His gaze upon us is a gaze of love. So I want to continue to take up this theme today and really the rest of this week and look at key places in the New Testament where the apostles or Jesus speak about love and how we're meant to receive it and how to walk in it. And the main thing is, because I want to hopefully inspire you to believe, first of all, that you're loved. That God isn't holding a legal pad in heaven and keeping two columns and, you know, checking off what you did well and what you didn't do well. The Father's not an angry Father. He's not a distant Father. He's not a cold Father. He's not impersonal. God's not an impersonal force. Everything we know about love, of true love that we can experience here on earth, is just a dim reflection of the intensity of the very nature of God himself. The unconditional, constant willing of your good and mine. Every desire we have that's authentically human, friends, and good, a desire to just to be happy, to be fulfilled, to know joy, to know peace, to live in kindness, to be free, to want freedom, all of that is in God. All of it comes from God. And all of it becomes a reality when we live in love, when we actually receive into our hearts the love of God and we believe it. And that love, that grace, the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in us puts to death in us, you might say, that orphan spirit that dominates the human heart so much in this world. I don't know even where I come from. Why am I here? Am I good? Is my life good? Do I have a purpose? Does anybody love me anyway? Will I ever reach and somehow experience fulfillment for the longings that I have deep within my soul? And will anybody ever know the secrets of my heart? Is there anybody who, if they really knew me, everything I've ever done, every thought I've ever made, what I'm really like, is there anybody on the planet after knowing that who would really love me and love me unconditionally and totally? Friends, even if there's someone on this planet who loves you that way or close to that way, which is a great gift when it happens, you were made, I was made, to have those desires fulfilled in God, because only God can do it. And God, in his love, sent his Son to make it possible for you and me to be able to have that relationship with the Father, the relationship that Jesus has shared with the Father from all eternity. I began the show yesterday talking about the Eucharist, which I think is the great, you know, foundation, not just me, but obviously the church teaches it, but it's like a great compass. It orients us to our proper end. It orients us to the longing, the destiny. It gives us the direction to reach the fulfillment of our greatest, deepest longings. And Jesus presents himself, gives himself to us every day at that Mass. And I want to read again today just the beautiful quote from the Eucharistic prayer at Mass, the third Eucharistic prayer. The priest says, "You never cease to gather a people to yourself." This is what's happening all around the world. Jesus came to gather up the lost sheep of the house of God, not just the house of Israel, but the lost sheep, which is the human race. He's called to heal us, to speak to us, to get our attention, to make it possible for us to see ourselves and as we truly are, and to receive the healing and the transformation and the renewal and the salvation that he wants to bring to us. And he wants to gather us. He gathers us all. And the Father gathers us all around the sacrifice of his Son Jesus. Because this is the defining act of human history. This is the most important thing that was ever expressed by a human being on earth, is the death and resurrection of Jesus. Is Jesus saying to us, all of us, from the cross, what he told the apostles he wanted to say. He told them that his death on the cross, essentially, he said this in John chapter 14, verse 30, 31, in that area, he said, he's going to make his life an offering because he wants the whole world to know that he loves the Father. And there's nothing in this world that's better than that. There's nothing in this world. This world is not worth clinging on to. And so he was willing to offer up his life, knowing that the Father's absolutely trustworthy, knowing that he's radically, completely, and eternally loved perfectly by the Father. And he's speaking to you and to me, and he's saying, let this be your compass. Let this be your definition. Moses, echoing the words of the Father, when he gave him the Ten Commandments and he spoke to the people of Israel, and he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus said, this is the first and the greatest commandment. This is what defines us. This is what defines what greatness truly is. And it's important for us to be able to see that. And so that we're constantly in a battle with the world, a fallen world that's trying to usurp that unique place that this great commandment is meant to have at the core of our being. This commandment is meant to be for us the definition of human fulfillment, the definition of what real, true success looks like. It's not the trophies we gain. It's not the popularity. It's not all that we've accomplished. It's who we are. The most important thing is not what we've done. Now, it's what we do is important, but what we do must reflect who we are. We're becoming something new in Jesus. We're not just doing different things. We're becoming something new. He's transforming us into radical lovers of God and radical lovers of neighbor. And this determines the kind of person I'm going to become. And I can become this if I can become everything Jesus wants to form me into, really into his image, to be just like him in his relationship of joy and freedom and obedience and contentment and peace with the Father. He wants to give us that so we can hear the Father's voice say to us, "Ah, my favor is on you, Peter. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm pleased with you." Jesus told the Father, "Father, I want my disciples to be with me where I am. I want them to be with us in this amazing love that we share together. I want to bring them into it." And Jesus said, "Everyone who believes in me and believes in what the Father has commanded," he said, "we will come and dwell in them, make our home in them, so that unity," which John the Apostle in his first letter said, he invites us all to, he said, come, he wants to share what he's experienced with the brothers and the sisters in the early church, and he said, we have, what we know, friends, is we have fellowship with God. We have fellowship with the Father. We've come to know who God is in Jesus, in his beauty, in his power, in his majesty, in his authority, and his radical love for us. And we've come to know him as our Father, who forgives us of all our sin. Friends, the Lord isn't up in heaven just keeping score. He's praying and pouring out his Holy Spirit so that you and I can live by the story, the new story, the story of God, the story of God's salvation. And we come to see it as our own story. The work of salvation is happening in my life. I'm a part of God's story. I'm his creation. He told me. I'm his son. He told me. He's given me his Holy Spirit, and he's making me a saint. That's his passion. That's what it means. A saint is just someone who loves the Lord, your God. Lord is God, her God, with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength, the neighbor as self, right? And is extending that into the world. And the old man's dying, and the new man's coming alive. So as you begin the day today, and all the wild horses rushing at you of the things you got to get done today, and the discouragements, and the struggles, and the pains that are in your life, and the disappointments, and all the tapes that run through your head of, I'm not enough, I haven't done enough. All those internal human battles, let the voice of God and the voice of the Holy Spirit silence it. And friends, expose those lies. Renounce those lies. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. And receive the words of Jesus. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Receive the revelation in your heart that God is your Father, that you're a new creation. And the creation you have become is a child of God. And you're absolutely accepted. And God himself calls you good. He made you. You're his idea. Walk in that storyline today, friends, and not the negative storyline that can so much dominate our lives, because it's true. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.